Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Bothell, and joining us this week is Angela Moore, the BISD Special Olympics Coordinator for the school district. And Angela, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Right,
great to have you here. And, of course, Special Olympics underway. And talk a little bit about the program. First of all, how many athletes do we have on the team?
Currently, we have 11 athletes, and they range from 8 years old to 20 years old.
All right. And what competitions have they taken part in so far?
So far, they've done bowling. We've competed at area competition in Conroe back in November. And the results that we had that day was pretty awesome. They had 5 gold medals, 1 silver, and 4 bronze. And the ones that brought home gold were Joshua Blackshire, Christian Grawander, Mackenzie Lasagna, Mackenzie Palacios, and Cole Wright. And silver, Dustin Schwartz. And bronze, Colton Hoopy, Malachi Kazee, Andrew Kunkel, and Cheyenne Tuck.
All right. And you have one of the athletes with you here this morning.
I have our senior, Cole Wright. He has been with the team since he was 8 years old. So, Cole?
All right. And Cole, if you could tell us, how excited are you when you guys get to compete?
Very excited in here, very excited. I've scored 132 and up to 204. I never scored that high ever since I played bowling in Special Olympics.
All right, and the bowling team did very well. Everybody else did very well as well, didn't they?
Yes, sir, they did.
And what are some of the other things other than bowling that you really like to do?
Oh, good point on that. We're doing basketball in January, and we're doing the bowling state tournament sometime either in January or February. And in March to May, we're doing the track and field. We have practice, and we have competition in College Station sometime in April, and we have the summer games in Arlington, as always.
All right, and the track and field games, what do you do in the track and field games? What are some of your favorite events there?
Oh, good point on that. When I was younger, I've done softball, but then growing up in high school, I've done javelin. I'm still doing the 100-meter dash.
All right, how much fun is it when you get a medal? How happy are you when you get a medal?
Very fun, and very exciting. And 3 years back, I was running the 100-meter dash, and someone blocked my path, and I fell down on my knees really hard. But then I got better afterwards.
Uh huh. All right, and so you get a lot of medals.
I guess you can say that. Mm-hmm. I mostly get gold and sometimes silver, sometimes bronze.
All right, and of course, not just winning the medals, just participating is a lot of fun too, isn't it?
Participating, yeah.
All right, Cole. Congratulations and thank you for being here today.
You're very welcome, Ed.
All right, what's next up for the team, Angela?
We have basketball individual skills coming up in January, at the end of January. And that actually, Cole did excellent at that competition last year. They have 3 different things that they get tested on, and one is the spot shot. You shoot two times at 6 different spots, and he actually made all 12 baskets. I've
all
never
right.
had that happen on my team before.
All right. Good job.
Apparently you did.
Yes, he did wonderful. He had an awesome day. And another
right.
skill that they get tested on is dribbling for speed and accuracy, and then target pass where they shoot. Pass to a spot on the wall and catch it. And they get points for all that and get a combined total and get scored that way. And then immediately after that, we have our winter games, which is our state bowling competition in Austin. That's the first weekend in February, so we do that. So December and January, we're working on basketball and bowling for our high school athletes because only high school gets to go to the overnight trips.
Okay.
And then starting in April, we have our first competition for track and field. So we compete in April twice. We have the Kiwanis meet in Conroe, and then Spring Games is in College Station again. And then in May, we go to Arlington, as Cole had mentioned, and that's our state track and field competition.
All right, the Summer Games in Arlington, of course, that's always a big, big event. And,
big, huge event, because the Torch Run comes through Brenham, right. The Law Enforcement Torch Run. They come through here, and then sometimes we follow them on the way to Arlington, and then that's on Thursday, and on Friday they run the entire law enforcement team comes in from all over the state of Texas, and they come into the stadium, and during the events, everything stops for it, and it's pretty neat.
All right, and what's speaking of the Torch Run, what's it like when the athletes get to meet with the police and the emergency personnel that are part of the Torch Run? What's that night like?
Well, that morning when we do the Torch Run, the kids are excited because we have the little float rod here, and then they meet and take pictures with the law enforcement, and they eat breakfast prior to. But when we go to Arlington and the field is just lined with law enforcement, and they're in uniform, and the athletes are just so excited to see the different people supporting them, and they talk to them, they get stickers and prizes, and it's just a fun thing. And I think Cole likes, some of them even get autographs, and it's pretty fun, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you meet a lot of new people there?
I really do, sir. I really do.
All right, great. Now, is there anything that you need for the team? Anything that?
Well, right now it's time for us to get new uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a few years, and they're getting kind of worn down after being washed and worn a lot. So we're needing to get quotes and stuff. So if there's any local businesses that would like to offer a quote for the different uniform items that we need, or if anybody would like to make a donation or something to help out. We always need canopies to protect the athletes from the sun and the wind and so forth at the different competitions.
All right. And how about people as far as helping, as far as volunteering to help out with the Special Olympics?
We always need volunteers. Whether you're able to come to just practices or go to competitions, or if you want to become a coach or just a chaperone, we welcome anyone. There's just some paperwork, a few things that you have to get filled out through Special Olympics. Our state office in Austin requires that we do background checks and so forth, which is for the safety of the athletes. So we're always looking for help. If they're 8 to 14, they must be accompanied with an adult.
Mm-hmm.
After 14, they can come by themselves. And like I said, it can be, we just practice on Wednesdays after school. Not every Wednesday, but January happens to be every Wednesday since we're doing two sports. So, you know, whatever anybody can help out with, be great. Or if they want to do something for the athletes as they go off to the state competition, just to boost their morale and get them excited again. So anyone can contact me via email, which is amore, A-M-O-O-R-E, at brenhamk-12.net. Or my direct line to the office is 979-277-3886.
All right. And again, anyone that meets the criteria can help you out, and is definitely welcome to help out with Special Olympics. And I will tell anybody that will listen that once you help out, you're hooked.
Yes, it's wonderful. I mean, just to see the excitement on their faces and to be so proud of themselves, and we're overly excited and proud of the athletes and how well they do at all the competitions. So.
All right. And Cole, thank you for being with us this morning.
You're very welcome, Ed.
And good luck. Good luck in the competitions.
Thank you.
All right. And, Angela, as always, a pleasure to have you here on the roundtable.
Thank you.
And, again, we urge everyone that can help out to please get in touch with you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you've been listening to the BISD Roundtable. We'll be back again next week right here on KWHI.